Last day we began to talk about the laws of Sfiras Ha'omer. So let's continue our discussion. Let's first discuss, we skipped over yesterday, we just mentioned passing the question, the big debate is Sfiras Ha'omer Bizman Hazeh, here, De'oraisa or De'rabanan. Yesterday I told you 10 times that it's, according to 95% of the poskim, it's Mid'rabanan. But we have a guilt complex. We have a guilt complex that there are opinions that say it's De'oraisa. Yeah. So Derech Klal, we follow the sheet that it's Mid'rabanan, which has a major nafkamina in the Zman. When are we eligible to recite Sfiras Ha'omer? If it's Mid'rabanan, we can recite much earlier. You can come out L'chadchila, recite Sfiras Ha'omer 45 minutes after Shkia. If we held that Sfiras Ha'omer was De'oraisa, you probably wouldn't see most people saying Sfira until at least 50 or 60 or 72 minutes. So we hold it's Mid'rabanan, and that's why, even the big machmirim, Ruba do not everyone, there are people that are machmir, even the big machmirim, they don't have a problem, issue, saying Sfira 45 minutes after Shkia, especially if they're afraid that they're going to forget to say it at night. I've seen this many, many times. People that are very makbid on Shabbos, they'll wait 72 minutes before they'll do melacha mitzvah Shabbos. But yet, Sfira, they have no problem saying Sfira 45 minutes after sunset. Why? Because halacha lemaisa, we paskin beyond a shadow of a doubt, Sfiras Ha'omer is only Mid'rabanan. Why? Because it says in the Torah, "Lekachtem lechem," as it says in the Torah, "Sfartem lechem mimochras haShabbos, mimochras haShabbos, miyoyim haviachem es oimer hatenufa sheva Shabbos haistimos." Did we bring the oimer hatenufa? Do we have the ability to bring the oimer hatenufa? No.
Not only that, but the other, the craft, the mincha chadash l'shem, we also came.
And what's the goal? The goal is to reach the fifth day 50. On day 50, we bring the mincha chadash. Do we do that?
Nope.
We don't have a base hamigdash, therefore it can only be midrabanan. That's really where it all starts.
So the fight is about the bracha, or the fight is about the...
No, the bracha zecher l'migdash chazal. Oh, so you're asking a very good question. So if it's only midrabanan, so if it's not, if we can't, so let's not do it all together. What?
Because then 10 times is Sfira. Because then 2 hours later.
Of course you can do it. Why not?
So what do you lose? If you want to be Machma, you say...
That's right. That's right. Oh, but you can't make a bracha. You lose the bracha.
But the bracha, there's no shaila. Is a
Mid'rabanan. Yeah, but if you hold that's Mid'raisa, then you would say that's a bracha levatola. Because if it's a Mid'raisa, the zman to do the mitzvah is Laila Vadai. It's a deraisa. It's not a takonas chazal zecher lemikdash. The term that's used, it's thrown around, is that it's bismanazet's only, it's the deraisa, there's no din. The chazal said, do it anyway. Zecher lemikdash. Since bisman shabes, hamnisha yekayam, they brought the oimer, and in the mela they counted. So zecher lemikdash, do it anyway. Oh, Zechel, it's a din derabanan. A din derabanan, you don't have to go follow the zmanin. You can do the derabanans. You can do it when it gets a little dark. It's good enough. It's already enough night. According to the derabanan, you can make the bracha. But if you're, that's the deraisa, you're not doing it Zechel l'migdash. You're doing it because the Torah told you to do it. And the Torah told you to do it when it's the calendar day. Is it the calendar day? Well, when it comes to a deraisa, we have different standards. When it comes to a deraisa, the calendar day begins 50, 60, 72 minutes after sunset. So if you're going to go make the bracha when it's only 45 minutes after sunset, it borders on a bracha levatola. If it's midrabanan, then it's not a bracha levatola, because there is no mitzvah deraisa. The rabbanan said to do it, zecher l'migdash. So their takonit, zecher l'migdash, allows you to do a lechatila 45 minutes after sunset. So it's not a bracha levatola, because the whole bracha is takonis chazal. But if it's a deraisa, then the bracha is when the mitzvah is chal. The mitzvah is not chal until it's 57, or whatever. So then it's a bracha levatol. Okay, so that is that now. So therefore, we pass on the chalmaisa and slum with the rabbanon, period. However, who is the shita that holds that's deraisa? You'll never believe it. The Rambam. The Rambam explicitly says, I'll read you the words of the Rambam on the wrong page, of Hilchos Megillah, instead of Hilchos Sfiras Ha'omer. The Rambam explicitly says that Sfiras Ha'omer b'zman hazeh b'chol eis v'chol mokoyim. Don't tell me, maybe you'll make me argue, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a mitzvah hatluyos ba'aretz. You have to be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash. No such thing. Rambam holds the mitzvah of Sviyasa Omer is midaraisa bizman hazeh. The words of the Rambam are, okay, let me find it over here. Where is it? Here it is, 1 second. Turn the page. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Tmidin Umusafim, that's also very telling, that the Rambam recites this halacha in the section of where he deals with korbanos. Even though we're dealing with korbanos, he writes, the Sriyas Oimer Bizman HaZehu Min HaTorah V'zeh L'shoinai Mitzvah Saseh Lispar Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Miyoyim Havoas HaOimer U'mitzvah Zoh Al Kol Ish Mi Yisrael B'chol Mokoyim U'v'chol Zman. So the question is, how could the Rambam say this when L'choyer, the Pasuk says it depends upon the Oimer, and there is no Oimer. So, to the rescue, we have now, before we go further, let me just point out that the truth is that this machloikis is a deraisa midrabanan, really is rooted in a Gemara, a Mesechta Menachos, which the Olam is going to learn not so far from now, Daf Yomi. And there are two opinions. There is the majority opinion. Who are they? The Rabbanon Debei Rav Ashi. Okay, Ravina and Rav Ashi. It seems that Rav Ashi had his own Beis Medrash. Ravina, I don't know. Rav Ashi had a Beis Medrash, and he says they paskin, it's a mitzvah to count days. And they basically say in the Gemara that it's a mitzvah deraisa. That's the Gemara. And the minority opinion in the Gemara is doesn't say a Meimar. A Meimar is a minority opinion, and he says that Bizman HaZeh, you only have to count days. You don't have to count weeks. Make the Omer very, make it simple. You don't have to count today is 10 days in the Omer, which is 1 week and 3 days. You don't have to say it's a week, 3 days. Just say today are 10 days in the Omer. You know why? Because the whole mitzvah anyway doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh. So don't be matriach yourself. Don't knock yourself out by doing the math. Okay, don't knock yourself out. The mitzvahs were given to the Hamoinam. Not everyone is so good at math. So therefore, the mitzvah is...
1 minute, the whole thing.
What? Well, we have it all written down, so it's easy for us. Okay? Let's say you wouldn't have it written down. Believe me, I guarantee you, if you would not have it written down in the Siddur, you would see people...
If you had a Roman numeral.
Okay, you would see people... So there were no Siddurim in those days. Everything was Valpeh. So Amemar says, listen, don't knock yourself out. Even though the Torah says days and weeks, there's two parashios, Parashas Emor and in Parashas Re'eh. You can just make it very simple. Bizman HaZeh, just count the days. You know why? Because it's not the Raisa Bizman HaZeh. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So who's the majority opinion? The Rabbanan. And they say it's the Raisa. Who's the minority opinion? Ameimar. How do we pass on Lachol Lamayis and Shulchan Aruch? Not like the Rambam. And it's Pella. Isn't it Pella? Maybe that's why we have a guilt complex. We discussed yesterday the guilt complex and the Sfiras Oem should really be the Raisa. It's because the truth is that the majority opinion of the Gemara is that it's the Raisa. And the Rambam follows the Rabbanon. The Rambam Kedakri follows the majority opinion. That's the Raisa. Okay, so why we don't do that? Now the one that we follow the Pshuta Shel Mikra is that it depends upon the Oimer. If there is no Oimer, it's illogical that it should be the Raisa if there is no Oimer Bizman HaZeh. So the ball falls back in the court of the Rambam. So how then can the Rambam say? How can the Ravina? How can the Rambam who is coming from the Gemara? What is their lumdis when it's command an explicit pasuk that you have to bring the Omer, you have to bring the Omer in order that it should be the Raisa? So the Aruch HaShulchan, we actually learned this last year, and he says, I mean, Aruch HaShulchan is not very satisfying. I'll tell you another interpretation in a moment. He says, it says it more like a drush. I mean, it's really a pella what he says. The lumdis of the Rambam is a medrash, and the medrash says, is that the Iker is Kabbalah Satorah. We discussed this yesterday. Ta'avdunes Elokim Alohar Azeh. When Hashem recruited Moshe, Moshe asked Hashem, what's the purpose of all this? We're going to leave Egypt. So what? What's going to happen then? We'll go to another nation. We'll be slaves there. I mean, what's the purpose? No, Hashem says. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim to give you the Torah. And through the Torah, you're going to be the Am HaNivchar. When will you be given the Torah? 50 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Medrash says, Peldika Medrash, is that Klal Yisrael on their own counted Sfira, anticipating Matan Torah, the day they left Mitzrayim. Isn't that amazing that we have the same idea when it comes to Shabbos? Shabbos, now maybe an appreciation was, Mocharas HaShabbos. Why do we have Shabbos? Who was the one who invented Shabbos? Besides Hashem. Who was the one who invented Shabbos? Hashem. Moshe
Institute.
Oh, in the Shibud, Moshe went to Paro, and he brought his psychology degree, and he said to Paro, if you want more productivity from the Jews, give them a day off. It's proven science. I'll show you that people who have a day off of work, they work better. The 6 days, they'll work better. And he convinced Paro that this is correct, and Paro gave the Jews a day off. What was Moshe's real kavana? It wasn't just so much to get a day off, they should work better. Adrabah, who wants them to work better? It's so that he has free time, he can gather them together and mechazek them. On Shabbos, he gathered them, and he was mechazek them. He took out megillos of different Torah, whatever, and he taught them. He taught them Torah, and he gave them chizik. And then it was tradition in Egypt during these 86 years. I don't know how many years of these shibud, but during a certain period of time, they did not work on Shabbos. It was tradition. And then when they came out of Mitzrayim, they came to Matan Torah. Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, the day that you instituted, to be a day of rest, you know what? We're going to make that the halacha. That indeed is going to be the halacha. And it's really all really true based on Briyas HaOlam and Zeichel Yitzias. That's why it was Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that was the inspiration. That day off from work was the source of inspiration for Klal Yisrael gain through Moshe Rabbeinu to have chizuk in the Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There'll be Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelka. That's why the Nusach HaTzfilah, Shabbos morning, what's this mean? Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelka. What is Pshushal Mikra? Moshe rejoiced in the matana of your portion. What's the chelko? You, Moshe Rabbeinu, on your own, invented Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rubber-stamped that concept and made that halacha. And Moshe Rabbeinu, every time a Jew observes Shabbos b'zman hazeh, it's going to be attributed to you to some degree, in addition to the fact that it happens to be that Hashem created the world in 7 days and Shavas v'yinofash. Yismach Moshe b'manas chalko. Yeah.
I saw a remnant that the B'nai Yisrael believed in that they were going to get the Torah after 50 days. Of course, it says it's Achas HaMazeh. It's possible. Avdun, the Nun is
Nun is 50. Ta'avoid, and the Nun is Yitavoid on Yom Nun. So what happened on this Shabbos? What happened on this Shabbos when Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting with Klal Yisrael? They had a day off from work, and it was conditional. They should come together. They should sit and learn. What did he tell them? He told them, Pokoid Pokadati. Hashem sees your pain. Hashem sent me to redeem you. He's going to redeem you. And what do they say to Moshe? What's the purpose? So we'll leave Egypt. It's going to be better somewhere else. Where are we going to go? To Canaan. They're even worse. You think the grass is greener on the other side? It's going to be even worse. Moshe said, no. It's not going to be worse. In 50 days, we're going to get the Torah. In 50 days, we're going to receive the Torah in Har Sinai. He burnt this into their minds. And the Medrash says, when they left Mitzrayim on their own, they began to count. 1, 2, 3, until we reached day 50. And then what happened? When Hashem gave the Torah, Moshe, just like Yismach Moshe, B'manas Chelko, they counted 50 days and they got Shabbos because you invented Shabbos. You know what? I like this. This is very geschmack. The Jewish people, they were counting to day 50 when they left Mitzrayim until they came to Har Sinai. Let's do this every year. They counted on their own the first year. Every year you should count until the Zman of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This and also, by the way, this message opens up for us a whole new appreciation of why is it that you shall count Usfartem Lochem Mimocharas Hashabbos. Why in the world does the Torah call Pesach Shabbos? The age-old question. So it's a very tough question. So it's Pshut Shel Mikra because it's a day of rest. it's Stokim. They make all the trouble because of this. They say the Shabbos Bereishis. So we had a very, we learned, I think we learned the Chaya Adam. He really alluded to, I mean, we alluded to this idea is that it's Tashvisu. The first day Pesach is called Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Tashvisu. You shall desist from Chometz. The Omer is connected directly to the mitzvah of Biur Chometz. But we have now a new pshat according to the Medrash. Is that where did they get the inspiration to count on their own and to anticipate, to look forward to Matan Torah? It was Shabbos Kodesh. Because it was on Shabbos Kodesh, the day off from work, when Moshe was Mechazei Klal Yisrael and told them the goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Tavdun Es Elokim Alohar Hazeh. So Usfartem Lochem Mimocharas, the day after Shabbos. It means Pesach, but it's Pesach is the word we choose for Pesach is the word Shabbos to remind us that it was on Shabbos Kodesh in Mitzrayim where we derived the inspiration and we were prepared to count the 50 days to reach Matan Torah. That's why there's a lot of depth of what the word Shabbos is doing there. So the Medrash goes on to say, so according to the Medrash, basically, the counting of the Omer has absolutely nothing to do with the Omer that's brought on Pesach and the Shtei Halechem, the Mincha Chadasha, that's offered on Shavuos. And the Medrash goes, so why then is there barley? Why is there an Omer? Why is this in between these two Korbanos? The Medrash says, because everyone knows this Medrash. Barley is animal food, and wheat is human food. So when we were in Egypt, we were like animals. We were just, we just like no minds. We were just like, no different than animals. Live to eat to live. Like animals.
Robots.
And we came to Matan Torah. Oh, Atem Adam. We've achieved the purpose of humanity. Kabbalah Satorah. So therefore, this that we have, barley and wheat, it's not the carbon that really is important. That's not the issue. I bring a carbon, not a carbon. It's the concept. We start off on Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim as animals. No different than animals. And through our growth in Torah to achieve Matan Torah, we become human beings. We become Atem Adam, wheat, human consumption. This is the Medrash. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Rambam, I mean, I don't know how to make sense of this. I'm just reading words over here. That the Rambam focused on the Medrash. He didn't focus on the Pasuk. He focused on the Medrash. The Medrash says the whole Tavkuf of Yitzias Mitzrayim was, of the Omer, is the connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. And the Korbanos is just to express the concept of animals versus human beings. And that's the Iker. And that concept remains an Iker. And therefore you have to count Tzvios of Zman HaZem Min HaTorah without any question whatsoever. This is the Chiddush. It's a Chiddush Neura of the Aruch HaShulchan to Fataych the Lomdus of the Rambam. Why the Rambam can say that Tzvios of is Darais and it's not Midrabanan. However, there are some other answers that are given. Okay, let me tell you the brisk. This is a real typical briska answer. Okay, this is Rav Chaim, and he says another answer. He says the Omer is not, it's not the actual bringing of the Omer that's mechayev you. It's the potential to bring the Omer that's mechayev you. Bizman hazeh on the first day of Cholom, the second day Pesach. Is there potential to bring a carbon omer? Absolutely. We just need to find Melech HaMashiach, and we need to build the Beis HaMikdash, and we need to have to cut the ball and bring the carbon. There's no reason. The only reason why we're not bringing the omer are due to technicalities. That's it. Technicalities. There's no halacha that says you can't do it. There's no ego of mitzad. The mitzias doesn't exist. It's not reality. Or there's a halacha. The world is here. There's a Beis HaMikdash. There's a Yerushalayim. There's a Har HaBayis. Go ahead. Bring the carbon. Oh, you need to fulfill certain conditions. You need to go find the Melech HaMashiach. You need to have Levim, Kohanim. You need to build a structure. You need all these things. All right, so do it. We've been told to do this already for 1,948 years. Okay? So why aren't we doing it? Technical reasons, technicalities. That's not a patur. That's not a patur. All of the Rishonim are learning, it's Lemaisa. Lemaisa. Did we bring the Omer? No, I'm going to bring the Omer. It says in the Torah, from the day that you bring Eso Omer, you bring the Omer. So did we bring the Omer? No. Oh, you didn't bring the Omer, so there's no Usfaratem Lachem. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns it's not a matter of actually bringing it, it's a matter of there being potential to bring it. If you mess it up, you botch it up, that's your problem. It's not Hashem's problem. It doesn't take away from the mitzvah. Memela, the Rambam holds its rights. Now, this is a real classic Buddhist gavart. You know, you hear the Lama say, yeah, it's not a din, you know, splitting hairs. It's not a din lamaisa. It's a din potential. There's din technicalities. There's a din of mitzias. There's a din of a din of halacha. Like real classic Briskala. You like the Briskala? This is right up your alley. And this is the Mahalach of Reb Chaim and others as well. Chazoin Yecheskel says this as well. Okay, so this is another approach. Okay. Okay, I want to say another thing before I go for motion. Make sure to leave everything out. Okay, now here is another nafkamina, which is really a stira to what we do. All the farshim point this out. If you hold that bezman hazeh sfira sem is daraisa, then you know, it says in the Torah tamimais. Now tamimais, we don't discuss this yesterday. Ideally, if it's tamimais, you should start. You should recite sfira in the very beginning of the day. The first moment the day begins. But now the question, what happens if you miss at night? You miss it. You miss the night. So can you still count Sfira during the day, let's say with a bracha? With a bracha. I didn't say Sfira at night. So no, it's now the day. Let me say count Sfira with a bracha by day. So we all know the halacha, you can't. Once the night passes, you can no longer make a bracha, but you can recite the Sfira. At least it will save you that you can resume counting with a bracha the following night. But during the day itself, you can't make a bracha. The question is, why not? What's the big deal? So what is the answer? Tamimos. Being that the Torah says you have to have Sheva Shabbosai's Tamimos, and the word Tamimos also goes on the days, not just on the weeks, on the days. If you're missing a half a day, if you do not count at night, you're missing 12 hours, shows manios, this cannot be called tamimais. If you're missing 12 hours, you can't call this tamimais. So therefore, that was saying even if it's daraisa, you can't go say that you have to have every single moment of the night, but at least you have to have the oina, the time period. So the tzorchi in gadol, on the halacha lemaisa, which not everyone holds tzorchi gadol, but the tzorchi is if we halacha lemaisa paskin that sfira sem bezman hazeh is only midrabanan, then it should not be that you cannot make a bracha by day. It's only midrabanan. It's zeichel lemigdash. Tamimais avad is a very important thing. Ad kidei kach. That you need to have both sections of the day, the night and the day. If it's the rice, so yeah. So tamimos means it's a higher level of tamimos. It's not just the day. The Torah only says the day. It doesn't say night and day. The Torah says you have to have 7 weeks that are tamimos. It doesn't say even by days tamimos. It just says the word tamimos by weeks. You're going to go so far to say that the tamimos must be the night and the day. You have to chop around and say the count when it's already night. That is an extreme chumrah, which if you'll tell me that Sfira Sem is daraisa, okay, we'll accept it. But if you're going to pass that Sfira Sem is only midrabanan, it's a very big stretch in the eyes of the poskim, is that I don't think it says where tamimos is by the days. It only says tamimos by the weeks. And you're saying tamimos, you're applying tamimos from the weeks to the days, and then in the day itself, it has to be night and day. And if you miss the night, you can't make a bracha by day? Why not? I've counted the day. The day has been counted. and it's and every single day in the week, and I can't make a bracha, the halacha, the way we practice it, seems to indicate that we hold that Sviras Oimer is a Deoraisa. Because we are halacha l'maisa pasul, if you miss the night, you cannot make a bracha when you count by day. So this is really a problem. And therefore, it goes to show that we have a guilt complex. Like I told you yesterday, we paskin, it's derabanan. But we pay homage. We pay homage to the derais and it comes out. It comes out in different ways. And one of the ways it comes out that we do take into consideration the Rambam, we take into consideration the Shitas Rabbanan, the Rabbim, the Gemara, that it's deraisa, is that if you taka miss the night, you can't make a bracha by day. It lacks in tenimas. And even though that chumer would only really work in the world of lomnis if it's deraisa, that's right. That's right. We machabe the opinion that it's deraisa, in at least in this respect. That's just one example. There are other examples.
Spirit, the same day shouldn't make that time.
It depends what time. You can definitely make a bracha. If it's 45 minutes, you can definitely make a bracha. If it's 30 minutes, so some also make a bracha. It's not the end of the world. After Shkia, after sunset, there are many Paiskim that say that it's only midrabbanim zman hazeh, and tenima, you have to say something. It's not necessarily a din of count. When do you count? Some hold, there's an opinion that holds, the time to count is not at night. The time, when the Torah says tamimois, if you're already counting once the day has begun, you're too late. How could you have tamimois? If the day begins, let's say the day begins, the night begins at 6 o'clock. Argument, an abstract concept. The day begins at 6 o'clock on the dot. I'm waiting by my watch. I'm waiting for it to be 6 o'clock. And now it's 6 o'clock, and I say, oh, I make the bracha, baruch atah Hashem, melech olam, asher kidushon, I say as fast as I possibly can. As fast as my mouth can race, I say the bracha, and then hayom yoim, and I say the day. Sorry, buddy, you're 10 seconds too late. You're 10 seconds too late. You have not fulfilled tenimois. The Torah says, sheva shabosois tenimois tiyena. Okay, you start him lochem, he asked me, sheva shabosos. So then we're going to say that the word sheva shabos, the tenimos goes upon the day also, you're 10 seconds too late. So you're not yoitza, tenimos. So indeed, there's a whole collection of poskim that say, therefore, what then is the intent of the Torah? Then you should count sfira, the last moment of the previous day. So when you finish your counting, your counting is an anticipation. The day is over. The day is winding down. And now in the last 10 seconds of this day, I'm now counting to introduce the beginning of the next day. Obviously, you're not going to go count with your watch. You're going to say the words exactly the second before the day ends. You're given some leeway. So what's the leeway? I don't know what it is. There are different opinions. What the leeway? You have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 18 minutes. You have different leeway. The last 18 minutes of the previous day is adaraba, is the ideal time to count svira to introduce the next day as being the day of the omer. So adaraba, you're counting it dafka when it's shkia, dafka when it's before it gets dark. There's a maila. What? If it's midrabon and being, so you say,
both days.
You can do, yeah, you really can. That's exactly true. Because being that we're so maker, we hold it for midrabon on, you could have both sides, your
so
cake and eat also.
The idea that every day when you say the bracha at the.
Well, that's an advantage. If you
say both days, the past day and the
before.
I mean, it's a little bit strange what you're saying, but technically it's true. Technically it's true. If it's,
you can make the bracha earlier, and then you can say again. Day again later on.
You can say this. You can count it as many times as you want, as many times as you want. But you can only make the bracha once.
Right.
You can only, and that's the ikur time. The ikur way you mekayin is with the bracha. So if it's not the ikur to make the bracha, then you should not be making the bracha. Period. I mean, that's a separate discussion. But the question over here is the point over here is it deraisa or is it midrabanan? The fact that we are makbid, that the counting with the bracha may only be done at night, shows that halacha l'maisa, we are taking into consideration to some degree that Sfiras HaOmer may very well be a din d'oraisa. It, and we gave two emahalchim why it would be the Rambam paskin this deraisa. The Rabbanon, the Shitas Harabim in the Gemara is that it's deraisa. It's only a Das Yacha that it's the Rabbanon. And the Lam is like the Orcha Shulchan because the Iker Sira is Matan Torah, nothing to do with the Oimer and the Mincha Chadasha. And this that we bring the Oimer and Mincha Chadasha, that's just to reveal to us the difference between us before and after, animals versus human beings. And the second mahalach we explained was the mahalach of Chaim Salavechik plus the Chazon Yecheskel, is that there's really no reason why Bizman Azeh we can't bring the Oimer. Bizman Azeh is only due to technicalities, and that's not an excuse of why it's not why we're not Mekayim the mitzvah. That's the end of that sugya. Let's now go to another topic of discussion. Why don't we recite a Shehechianu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Now there is one, I just came to my mind, there's something I left out. We'll come back to what I want. There's another thing I need to tell you. We'll come back to that a little later about the Reis Rabbanan, but let's focus on this now. Why don't we make a Shehechianu on Sfiras HaOmer? Good, tough question. We make a Shehechianu on every other mitzvah, on Mikra Megillah, make a Shehechianu on all the Yom Tovim. So why did Sfiras HaOmer second fiddle? So the answer is, because there's a lot of pain that accompanies Sfiras HaOmer. It's Zecher L'Mikdash. All the mitzvahs that we do, think about them, they're all deraisas, they're all relevant today like they were. Sukkah, I mean, Yom Tif. You're doing mitzvahs deraisas. Eating the sukkah, Dalad Ninim, you make a Shechron Dalad Ninim, you make a bracha on the Shechron, you make a bracha on like Kiddush in the first night of Sukkot, Leishay Basukkah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. You're doing the real deal. But go to a pidyon haben. It's a wonderful thing. You're redeeming the child. You're doing a mitzvah deraisa. Everything, every mitzvah you do, those make a bris milah by a shechianu. So you're doing the mitzvah. But when you make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, we're not doing it the way it was done with Zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. Well, you don't like the Rambam, not like the Rambam. There's no question that the Sfiras HaOmer ideally accompanies the bringing of the Oimer. We said that it's not ma'akev in the being of deraisa. It's to be clear, it's still deraisa that even though we have not brought the Omer, but ideally, it's an integral part. Even the Rambam has to admit that the bringing of the Omer is an integral chelik of the mitzvah. It says in the pasuk, you can't deny the fact. It says in the pasuk, "Utsvartem lochem imachros haShabbos miyoyim haviachem es oimer hatenuf." Are you going to deny that to be a fact? It's an integral part. We say hayoyim yoyim asayom asara yomim loimer. You don't say the word loimer. You don't say the word loimer. So the Rambam is machadesh. Even though enochinami, we're not bringing the oimer. It doesn't take away from the fact that it remains a mitzvah deoraisa. But the Rambam has to admit that there's something wrong, there's something fundamentally flawed about the mitzvah b'zman hazeh, that you're not bringing the Oimer. And those who say that it's a mitzvah midrabon, and what is it called? It's called Zecher L'Mikdash. It's a Zecher L'Mikdash. So therefore, there's something lacking. There's something lacking. When something is lacking for real, there's no simcha. The simcha has been diminished. And being the simcha has been diminished, we cannot make a shachianu. You know, one of the most complex brachas in Shulchan Aruch is the birchas shachianu. Why some mitzvahs do you make a shachianu? Why some do not make a shachianu? When do you make the shachianu? Shachianu is a Shulchan Aruch by itself. People have written svarim trying to analyze all the hechatim. You don't see your friend after 30 days. There are two parts of the Shechianu, and there's a Toivu Meitiv. They're like a team. There's a team. I mean, it's a very kind. There's so many different aspects, dimensions to Shechianu. Here is a very important example of a big question, why not? And there's a very powerful answer. The mitzvah illustrates the point, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Zecher L'Mikdash. There is something lacking. Every time you make the bracha and you do the mitzvah, you should give a krechs. Oi, we're lacking something. This mitzvah is not being done mishlemas. And at kach, this is what I want to tell you before. Let's say here's a very powerful lom shechakira, and this has other nafkaminas as well. We learned there's a machlekes, is a deraiso midrabana. Okay, now here's my question to you. Let's say it's midrabana. There are two different ways we can look at the derabana. There's a derabana, which means do exactly what you did in the time Shabbos Samin Shayekai. Do the deraisa. Do make believe it was deraisa. There's a mitzvah to count the omer. It doesn't apply today because we did not bring the omer. The rabbanan said, do it anyway. Just do it anyway. Do it anyway because this is what was done. Is that the pshat? Or no, it's weaker. It's much weaker, which means as follows. If you can't do it the real way, Chazal are not into this make-believe fantasy world. If you can't do a mitzvah the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done, there's no such thing as doing the mitzvah. There's no halfway. You don't find anyone in mitzvahs. You do it the right way or you don't do it. Okay, that's why many people object very strongly to wearing tcheles, the murex. It's one of the arguments. Not everyone agrees with this argument, but one of the arguments is, tell me, are you 100% certain that the murex is tcheles? So go to the institute in Eretz Yisrael, Dr. Goldstein, and he will admit to you, I can't tell you 100%. I'm pretty sure. I feel it's correct. I wouldn't be in this. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't really have very strong conviction that this is it. I have enormous amount of research and Talmidei Chacham. Everything works very well. I acknowledge he will say it. I mean, I've heard him. I saw him give the demonstration. I saw him many years ago. He gave the demonstration. I can't tell you with conviction 100% that this is it. But it's better than nothing. Better than nothing. There's a mitzvah deraisa to a tcheles. So if it's a 95% chance that this is a tcheles, so no, you might as well wear it, right? You might as well wear it. You might chaperein mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of tcheles. So why doesn't the population? Why doesn't the majority of the population not listen to them? Number one, it's too expensive. That's number one. That's probably one of the main reasons. It's very expensive. Number two is that's not how you do a mitzvah. There are many reasons. There's no Masara. I can go give you all 10 reasons, but let's just focus on the one. One of the arguments given is, that's not how you do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, you do it 100%. You don't, maybe, yeah, maybe not. It might very well be that it is the tcheles, so it's not the way you do a mitzvah. If it might not be the tcheles, then you don't do it. You have to do something b'shlemus. Now, here's the dilemma. Sviras Omer, according to most poskim, bizman hazeh is not deraisa, so it's midraban. Why is it not midraisa? There's no omer. So what are we doing then? You're doing rabbanan came along and tell you to do a mitzvah, midrabanan, when there's no omer, and you're going to count the words omer. That's not the way you do a mitzvah. It's the same reason why people are not wearing tcheles, they should not be wearing. They should not be reciting Sri Asa Omer. It doesn't matter. It's like all korbanos. Every person, Rachman Lestan, was Machal Shabbos B'Shoigeg. Well, you're going to go bring a korban? Bizman Hazeh? You're going to go to the Harbayis and bring a korban? Bizman Hazeh? No. Why not? I can't. So the same way you can't, I can't. So you can't do the mitzvah, Sri Asa Omer. Or you're going to do a half mitzvah. We're going to make a bracha, we're going to count Svira, and there's what kind of rabbanon is this? The Rabbanan don't do things like this. Let's talk about Chodosh. Okay, Chodosh. The mitzvah of Chodosh. In Chutz Liaretz. If you're going to tell me that there's a mitzvah being nizer in Chodosh, I'm doing Chodosh 100%. Chodosh is not totally in the carbon. That's a given. Chodosh is not totally in the carbon. So if the Shaila, do you do it in Chutz Liaretz also? With the Rabbanan Misakein, there's no question, there's no din chodosh midaraisa and chutz liaretz. That's a given. The question is there a mitzvah midrabanan? So let's say there's a mitzvah midrabanan. So you're going to be doing it midrabanan the same way you do it daraisa. There's no difference. But if you're telling me that the whole mitzvah sviasa oimer is 100% linked into the bringing of the oimer, as we say, al sviasa oimer, and you say hayom yom shnei yom ba'oimer, and if there's no oimer, so what are you playing games? You don't do a mitzvah nishtahi nishtaher. So the same way you don't bring a carbon chatas b'zman hazeh, and you don't bring all the things that are necessary to do b'zman hazeh because you can't do it for technical reasons, so you don't do it. So therefore, why taka do we do it? Eino chinami. That's the term. That's the significance of the term. Zecher l'mikdash. This is not your typical midrabanan. Your typical midrabanan is a 100% imitation of a deraisa. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, there'll be a deraisa of chadash. You're living in Chutz Yaretz, machlokes. If there's a derabanan, if there is a derabanan, there's no difference in the way you do it in Chutz Yaretz like you do it in Eretz Yisrael. It's 100%. Svira so'omer by definition cannot be 100%. If it cannot be 100% in your performance, so what are you doing? Einochinami, you're not doing an imitation of a deraisa. It is an entirely new mitzvah midrabanan called Zecher l'mikdash. A whole new thing. It's a Zecher, what used to be the Beis HaMikdash. It's trying to arouse pain. Pain, longing. Look, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Look what we've lost. We have to go and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. If it's Zecher l'Mikdash, the nature of this mitzvah is to bring pain. It's not stam you're doing a midrabanan. There's no shechianu. If you're going to tell me that the mitzvah midrabanan of Sfira Soimer is a midrabanan like a deraisa, you have a very good argument to make. You should make a shechianu. A very strong argument. But now that you're telling me that the mitzvah is not a real midrabanan mitzvah, the whole mitzvah is only a Zecher l'Mikdash mitzvah, then there's no shechianu, because the whole purpose is to be in pain, not to be in simcha. Okay, that now another nafkamina. Is it more chomor a mitzvah midrabanan that is in the category of zecher l'mikdash? Is it more chomor than your average mitzvah midrabanan? You can argue both ways. A regular mitzvah midrabanan is just coming to tie into a mitzvah deraisa. So whatever deraisa, you will carry over to the rabbanan. But a zecher l'mikdash, that's a nechoyz darga. That's a lower madrega. Or pumfakert. A rabbanan is a midrabanan. But when Chazal make a zecher l'mikdash, it takes on a life of its own. It's not your typical midrabanan. It's like a divrei kabbalah. It's like a powerful midrabanan. Maybe then you should take a wait until the night. You should be machmer on that night. If the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer is not your typical midrabanan, which is just coming to imitate the mitzvah deraisa, but rather it's a new entity called Zecher l'mikdash, it's not your average midrabanan. It has a life of its own. And you can argue back and forth, we should be more machmir, or maybe we should be more megal in this type of midrabanan. Okay, so these are some of the issues. Oh, you owe me a shir. You have to give a shir, Yankee, owe a shir. We're waiting for your shir. We have to give over here. These are the two arguments of what exactly is the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, the Rabbanan Zecher l'Mikdash, is it a regular Rabbanan, and the Nafka Mina, and some of these Nafka Minas that we have discussed. Okay, so and the Nafka Mina of Shachianu, we don't make a Shachianu, obviously. And the Tamimois, if you miss the night, can you count by day? Maybe that also sheds light if it's Zecher l'Mikdash. So if it'll be tastam midrabanan, you can make a bracha by day. But if it's a zecher l'mikdash type of mitzvah, it's a whole life of its own. It's a midrabanan, a zecher l'mikdash. Then it's a life of its own. As a chumer, you only can make a bracha now. You cannot make a bracha by day. Okay, we're going to stop here, take a short break, and then we will discuss something for a couple of minutes before we depart.